Did you ever see any hay that might be stacked on top of posts like this for kind of almost a small building? Just put posts and then like this, and then kind of a roof, and then stack hay all over it.
And, no, no, I never saw that.
Hay rick or hay rack or.
But we would call it a rack if we were going to call it anything.
Barrack or all kinds of things. And after you plant alfalfa, say, and then after you would make a, cut it for the first time, what would you call the next crop?
Well, I have very little knowledge of alfalfa because it's very hard to grow it here. Papa did have a small, I think, 3 or 4 acres. And all I remember is that just a second cutting or third cutting of the alfalfa. But the ground had to be treated with so many different chemicals to get it to grow. On the hills, I understand they can grow it in the bottom, so I'm not familiar with that.
Before we leave hay, the haystack, did it have a pole in the center and then stack it up?
Those that stacked it did to keep it sturdy.
Or smaller stacks, would they use a pole?
I don't know. Since we did not stack hay, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Now the wheat straw was just blown down into a huge, as it blew out of the thresher. And it kept piling high and high and high. And it stayed there all winter. I remember the stock eating. They would eat into that wheat straw and probably have tunnels in it.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned taking corn to the grist mill. How much did you take at a time?
Oh, I don't remember how much. I remember it was a Friday night job with us children to sit around the fire and shell the corn to go to the grist mill on Saturday, and it was ground and brought back into meal, and we'd shell and shell and shell and shell. I wouldn't remember.
It probably seemed like a good deal more than
yes, it was, yes, but the reward was that we got to pop popcorn after it.
I see. did you ever hear of a turn of corn?
No.
Or anything like that?
No.
And the flour was kept in a
flour barrel.
Mm-hmm. And places you keep molasses, either a lot of it or what you keep on the table?
I think that some molasses was kept in maybe like 5 gallon kegs, but we never had that. We had ours in buckets, gallon buckets. They were called molasses buckets. And we grew our own sorghum, and at a certain time, when the sorghum had gotten to a certain stage, we had to cut the heads off. For some reason, it had to set a while with this seed head, you know, the sorghum seed had to be cut off. Now, that was kept to feed the chickens. And then, due time after that, the sorghum was cut and taken to the sorghum mill, where it was cooked down. They had a mule press to get the juice out of the stalk, and then this was put into this cooking tray and cooked into molasses, and it was put into the buckets there. And
you remember the trays they used?
Yeah, separate it, and they'd push it down here to this little opening over in this one, and then back and forth.
They had a fire under it, obviously.
Yes, it was a hot fire.
How did they ventilate the smoke? Do you remember?
They had a